Ah, perfect. Good to
So
go.
we can.
All right, let's call our meeting to order.
Murphy.
Here.
Buffo.
Here.
Ping.
Here.
Morris.
Here.
Stuber. Perry. Trulock.
Here.
All right, let's pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, well, Terrence here today, so. All right, public comments. Do I have any?
Nope.
No.
Do we want to talk?
No.
Okay. All right. Reports. Engineers. You're it.
All right. Matt wanted me to come and just kind of give you an update on everything that's going on. The water main phase one, phase two project, which is the West Loop and then there on Austin, are out to bid officially as of Monday.
And we're going to get that Austin one done first so we can get that house hooked up?
And I told Matt, I said we didn't put it in there so that we weren't any there weren't any restrictions, but I told him we'll talk with the contractor when they come in and just say, we're having a free bid as well next Monday, which we're going to mention it during then too, is basically, this is our priority from here to here, so it'll be getting that section done and open as soon as we can.
Because that house didn't have walls this morning, now it has walls.
It comes up pretty quick once they get some foundation going. Yeah, I talked with Matt about that, and the idea is we're going to mention the pre-bid, and then once we make award and we have a contractor set up, basically work it out with them so they understand that that 400 feet is to be completed ASAP, which I think we can actually get it in service, moving a valve around. I think we could potentially get it in service, get it tested and everything ahead of time without having to wait on the rest of the construction to get done.
Okay.
Out to bid, we'll receive bids 2 weeks from today. And we'll do an analysis of the bids, make sure everything looks good. We'll bring a recommendation for award to you guys. Typically, it's going to be, you know, the lowest responsive bidder. We don't have any reason not to recommend it. You know, if for some reason there's a huge skew in bids, we'll usually at least call the contractor that if there's a big skew in them somewhere and say, hey, you know, are you good with this? You know, if they happen to be way under or something, which is obviously good, then you want to make sure that it's not some poor bid and there's a real big mistake there. So, but ideally, next Tuesday we'll be opening bids. I think there's already 7 contractors that have got the plans, including S&S here in town. And then there are 3 from Vermillion County. There's 2 from Champaign, Urbana as well so far. So it should be competitive. It seems like everybody's interested.
That's perfect.
So that's the update on the water main projects. Sanitary sewer flow study, phase one is just about complete. We've got all of the theoretical calculations, the flow, pump station evaluation, stuff done like that. It's really just developing a flow monitoring plan, meeting with the subcontractor that we're going to work with to install flow monitors. Probably a day, and being as we're not planning on starting this till next spring, it'll just be we're going to talk with them, and if they have a rep down in the area, we'll just meet with them on that day, and we'll coordinate that with Matt so he can be in the loop with that as well. And then the motor fuel tax, they've got all of the leveling layer, which is basically a multi-grade cold mix asphalt. You guys have seen it on Strong, Austin around the corner in Woodworth. And we had additional material from that. We ended up basically doing an additional, I think, 3 blocks with that for the, basically it's the same price because the material, the quantity was, we had leftover quantity just from variable. When you're doing this stuff, it's hard to define that because if you have more dips, you know, without doing a full blown topographic survey of everything, you're estimating, you know, about 1.5 inches and then cross slopes and things like that. But basically got 3 extra blocks done. I think even Matt wanted them to do a couple alleyways that were real rough. Right now, seal coat is potentially going to be happening this Thursday or Friday. We're waiting to hear back on that. Still there in Urbana right now. If it's Thursday or Friday, we'll be here. And as of now, everything's on pace for budget. There is one application of oil that sometimes it can be, it's not needed. Which, if that's the case, we'll be under budget by about $4,000. If not, we'll be within about $1,000 of the bid price. So, everything is looking good so far. But it'll either be Thursday or Friday, weather dependent, and dependent on if they get finished in Urbana, you guys are next, so.
Okay.
Probably either late this week or early next week. And I think that's pretty much all I've got, unless you guys have any questions for me.
You got any questions, guys? Nope.
Cool.
Alright.
Thank you.
Thank
I'll
you.
See you guys in a couple weeks for the bid.
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
We could do that at a regular meeting though, right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
We're gonna do the bid opening in the morning so that we have the day to analyze the bids, and then we'll come that evening, present the bids and recommendation for awards for you guys to vote on.
Perfect. Alright, thank you.
Alright. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Alright. Public Works, update on 105 East Aggie. We're gonna have a structural engineer come in, because if they deem the building not structurally sound, then we can implode the building and then haul it away that way, opposed to having a company come in and remove the asbestos drywall. So that's what's going on there. Alternative truck route, new signs were ordered, and they actually say alternative truck route on them. And I think you might see something about train, if there's a train on the tracks or something. I can't remember. I know the alternative truck route was on this on the things. And there's new, if you have driven down by the village hall and stuff, there's new posts put up. That's where those signs are going to go.
Oh, okay. And we need to write an ordinance.
Oh, for the signs. Okay. Utility franchise fee, that's for that for this metro cluster that's going on. That Metro is putting cable at, or not cables, putting internet at two locations in town. The problem is we're paying for all the locations for it, and they're just going, they're not, we have no franchise fee, nothing. So they'll pay the communications tax. So for their two customers, which I don't know what the communications tax is, but their bills are going to be around $200 probably for their internet, or I don't even, I'm just guessing. So I'm sure it's just a penance that they'd be paying. So we thought about maybe doing a franchise fee similar to what we have with Mediacom, so we'll actually get a franchise fee from them. It's not going to come close to paying for the locations, but it'll at least be something. It's better than nothing. That's the one that Mark's gotten involved with and trying to figure something out.
I forgot something. Okay. There's one easement that we're yet to obtain for the water main easements. We do have the permit, have the easement for the West Loop. Got to get the easement there at Strong in Austin. I met with their attorney last week. He doesn't see a big issue with it. He doesn't think that Dr. Chavez, who's the owner, is going to have a big issue with it. More or less, I talked to him on my way here, and he said just, you know, I think all we need is if the village would like to present an offer, a financial offer for this. He said if they can come up with a number and give that to us, then he can at least send that up for us. So
okay, perfect.
Something to consider. And right. I know Matt had talked to the person living there previously, so I know they've got some kind of number in mind. But
yeah.
So, anyways, but it's up to you guys what you want to offer. You know, the land is more or less undevelopable because of setbacks. So,
okay.
Something to consider.
Perfect.
So, that's
thank
it.
You. Approved for the bid for the Mitchell Plumbing to install 2 meters. It's $1,640. That will take care of Freese Apartments and the Dorothy Rogers Apartments. That's the oversized meters. So, that we can actually approve because that's in there and it's in your bid, your packets too. So I need a motion.
Pretty good.
Oh.
Did we get any other bids on it or?
I don't think so.
Motion to accept the bid from Mitchell Plumbing to install the 2 meters at said addresses.
I second it.
Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
Okay. And special event, do we have one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the special event?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Discussion.
Was he told to do that?
No.
Or is this a...
It is.
Okay.
Okay. We do need a solution for it.
But we don't need a special event permit to do it because we're exempted.
True. This is true. But we need a solution or some ideas. Because my idea, as simple as this, is we buy a big wood chipper, they flatten that area out there. They're supposed to be working on that anyway and getting all the sewer, not sewer, but the old water pipes out of there and cleaning that area, because we've been talking about this at meetings about wood chips, and I've had a ton of people say, hey, we'll take free wood chips. So I think we could, if we wood chipped all of it, I think we could get a good portion of it done. The Presbyterian Church wants wood chips. And if they're out collecting things and chipping as they go, and if we have orders for wood chips, they could dump them at the, hey, mark where you want this dumped, and we'll just dump it here. When I lived down south, that's what the village would do. They would, if you wanted wood chips, all you do is say, hey, next time you're wood chipping, can you do it? And I put a couple flags down where I want it dumped, and they would dump it right there in your yard for you. They wouldn't spread it, but they would dump a big pile for you. And then one of my buddies at work lives over by Danville. He said, I'll drive down and get free wood chips. So, and I know some of the recycling places will take our stuff and they'll take it in wood chip form too. So it'd be more compact. So if we did have to haul it off, it's already in wood chip form. So that's my option.
So, the only thing about wood chips is if you get a big pile out there, we're gonna have to turn it.
Mm-hmm. Because it will catch on fire.
Yeah.
It'll get hot.
And that'll burn worse than the pile.
Yes, it will. and doesn't say we can't put a little mulch pile out there either, or a big mulch pile. So, but I'm looking for options. That's the only option that I have right now, other than haul it off or let them burn once a month. Like when it comes wintertime, when people's windows are shut. But we have to make sure it's not blowing towards the school because their air handling system will suck it right into the school. So that's the other option, is let them burn once a month or when it comes winter. Or the furnace. Matt's brought that to us a couple times, renting that furnace once or twice a year, and that burns so hot that there's hardly any smoke at all.
Does Champaign Township have one of those?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'd say they do.
Not sure. So I'm looking for options.
Okay, well, what would it be if we wanted to do the chipper thing? We'd have to buy a chipper,
well,
right?
Well, one of two or things. Rent one. We can rent one and see how it works if we don't want to buy one yet, because we were pricing those. Do you remember?
Close to like $7,500.
Yeah, anyway, I mean, they range. I mean, a brand spanking new one was like $30,000, but then you could get a used one for a lot cheaper. We could rent one for, I don't know how much it is, rent one, a couple $100 or whatever. Rent one for a couple days or a week. Let them wood chip all that stuff that's out there and see if people come get it. They've been leaving longer, like nice wood for like people want to burn and stuff. They've been leaving some outside the dump for people that can come pick them up if they want to. You know, like manageable size pieces. So people can, we're not going to cut it into nice little pieces to, you know, for your fireplace, but you know, nice, you know, maybe 4 foot, 5 foot sections. They leave right outside the dump, so people have been coming and getting it if they want firewood. And they've dropped, I think they've dropped firewood off at people's houses. Like, they had it in the truck anyway. They're not making a special trip.
Right.
And if people want it. So that was an idea, too. Or if we could section off a part of that facility to where we'll have to put cameras or something on it, because we'll have people dumping things in there that they shouldn't be, but they have a wood chip pile and like the firewood pile, and they can come pick up stuff. So it's an option. So we're looking for options. So something to think about, but we're getting quite full. So we're gonna need something soon.
I like the idea of renting something and trying it. Let's get Matt's opinion on it. If the first thing we're gonna do is rent a chipper, I don't know how soon we can get one.
Now,
maybe
do both
that.
Ways, chip half and burn half and see how it goes.
See what works.
That's an excellent idea too, and we wouldn't have as much burning. But it's only going to get worse. We have, how many trees they're taking out, but if you look, there's one street, they're taking out most of the trees, they're all dead. So we're going to have a ton more stuff.
And stuff like that, do we just need a instead of having our guys do it, bid that out and have removal as part of the process.
I brought that up, and I guess it's a lot more expensive when they take it, so, but it's, we're not having the problem of getting disposing of it too, mm-hmm. so I think you're correct on that. So that's what's going on there. Like you said, we don't have to approve the special event because we are exempt, but I don't want to give them carte blanche where they can just burn whatever.
It's more the way this is presented.
Yeah, I know. So. I understand. I thought the same thing. So that's a thought. And if we do decide to burn, we're going to advertise this is what we're doing, this is when we're doing it, so people know. And so any other discussion on that?
And they have quit picking up large items?
That's
like they used to?
The way I understand okay. they have. But it depends kind of who's picking up, probably. All right. Pool fence update. Rick, you're up.
I think where we left off, we had several listings of those that were non-compliant, and I think I got an email from Rom to start issuing citations, but it went a lot easier than I thought because everybody was pretty much compliant. The only one, we had three that has permits, so we left them alone. The ones that were sent letters, they either took the pool down or they actually put something up around the pool. So I think we had like three that were being taken down. And one, two. I think two or three that were compliant. So that leaves us right now with 606 North Thorn, 813 East Larman. Those letters were sent to them on 7/17, so the 30 days will be up until next week.
That's not the original 30 days, that was like a 30 days.
Those two that just received the letter on the 17th was new ones that were added to the list.
Gotcha.
They weren't on the original list.
Yeah. And the 406 North Whitehead still has one panel missing out of a fence there. And I've talked to her a couple of times. She said she was going to do it. I think you were still on your vacation or something when we discussed that.
Yeah.
And that she told me she would try to get it done that weekend. I went back that Monday. It's still down. And the last time I went by was last week. I do it on my patrol. I go patrol out there all the time, and I keep checking it. It's still down. So I told Randy about that, and I think she was supposed to send them a notice of a 30-day thing because we've never sent this person a notice about that fence. And once you get that panel up there, the only thing that I think was complained about was the south fence. Down at the bottom where there's a small opening or something like that, but she'll have to do from the inside because the resident on there refuses to let her or any of her helpers get on his property to fix it. So the way I look at that is that if they're not willing to cooperate, she can't fix it from the inside, then I think it's a done deal in my opinion. But that's not my choice. And that's pretty much where we are. Unless anybody's got any other pools that need to be added to this one.
I did have a question about this. Someone that I know came up to me and asked me about what's the deal with the pool ordinance here in Tolono. And I said, well, as far as I know, they're sending out notices if you're in non-compliant and you'll have a time period in which to come into compliance. And he's like, but I don't live where the pool is. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I have renters there, and they didn't tell me they were putting in a pool. And I think he talked, I don't know who he's talking to.
There was an email sent out on that back.
Okay.
Ryan sent, did some research, talked to our legal counsel, and back and forth, and wrote a very good email citing the case.
Mm-hmm.
According to the law and stuff, the landlord is, I think both parties are somewhat culpable, but the landlord's ultimately responsible for what goes
okay.
on in his property.
Because he said he wasn't even aware of the first letter to come out because he never got it.
I think he got it.
And then
the
second
letter,
time it was mailed out. Or
we've only sent one letter.
Okay. And it was sent to his house and not to the person who's actually
because
renting.
He's on the...
He's the owner of the property.
Okay. Because
so,
that was one of the things he had questions about.
Yeah, he's the owner of the property.
Okay.
He also was mad because we cut down a tree on that property and didn't offer him the firewood. And he was told that he's welcome to come and get all the firewood he wants from our dump. So, but no, according to our lawyer and everything, he's the landlord. The person who owns the property is responsible.
Okay.
So,
I wasn't sure if how we wrote our ordinance, did it state in there, you know, the person who owns the property is actually responsible. If your renter puts up a pool, you're responsible, not the renter. Okay.
Yeah. Anything else? Is that all of them?
That's it for the pool.
What about the nuisance properties? You assign nuisance properties?
We do that now.
Let's just do it now since you're
sure.
here.
Okay.
Is that okay? I'm skipping.
Yeah. I was not able to get that to you guys because my officer that was doing that for me didn't get it to me till today. So I gave a copy to Brandy, and he made a list of everything that's, and I haven't really had a chance to go through it that well either. But I do know on my patrols, I've noticed that 307 North Elizabeth, which was the guy that always had the weeds overgrown and the bad garage, on July 24th, the grass was cut and he was remodeling the garage. And still working on it. And let's see here. If you guys like a copy of this, I could go make some copies for you if you need now.
We just okay to put them in the next board packet. Okay.
Okay. And
yes, please.
The majority of the nuisance list was updated on the 24th anyway. So
how are we doing on letters and stuff on the stuff that's been on there? We need to catch up on our letters and moving on
the
stuff.
I've gotten all of the first and second letters caught up,
so now
and I'm still waiting to hear back from Mark's office on the ones that he last sent letters to.
Okay.
Because I need copies of those to make sure that he actually sent them before
we
I turn
on.
Them over.
So we're Wednesday's back, I think. Okay. As soon as he's back, Call's office, or
well, I emailed his office, and they're there.
Yeah, they are there.
I've gotten no reply.
Okay, good to know. We'll call him then. 505
was Holden. The garage has been fixed up. 613 North Central. All vehicles are now valid. I'm just kind of going through the. 615, we've gotten rid of one of the vehicles there. I was by there Friday and noticed that that was the white one that was sitting in the backyard is gone. It looks like they're stripping the red blazer that's in the yard. I'm assuming they're going to have a tow person come and get that one when they get what they want off of it. Everything else looks like it's pretty much the same, other than notes.
Okay. Any questions? Any questions about the police department in general for Rick, since he's here?
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Check those emails I sent you earlier before you, because Justin might need a little guidance.
Thank you. You've already sent them?
I sent them to you, yeah. I copied both of you, so everybody's,
okay,
and then I'm out of it.
Okay, sent them?
Yeah, they're gone. They're,
okay,
yeah, sent to you. And then I'm out of it.
Okay.
And I'm not, don't want to be involved. I'm just forwarding.
Yeah.
I got a call today, so I'm just forwarding it to you guys.
No problem.
All right, bills. Any questions on the bills? We got the treasurer here.
The bill for the electrical socket, should that be covered under warranty?
Which one's that one?
I gotta find it again. I
uh-huh.
closed out on accident. The MERS heating?
Yeah, it's not in there to be paid.
Okay.
Well, you guys are looking at those. I got a call from Craig and I need to call him back, but I'm guessing he's wanting to close out his the yard fine. I took a bunch of pictures. There's still lots of holes and where there's no grass, and it's mostly crabgrass, I think.
I'll have Matt and Rick look at it close, and
yeah.
You guys get together if you want it done, yeah. If not, we'll hold off.
I have, like I said, I haven't called him back. I probably won't call him back until Tuesday, so.
Listen. I make a motion that we pay the bills as given.
Second.
Beppo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
Cool. Sewer credits and extensions. There's several of them in here. Or there's at least one of them in there.
I think there's just one, isn't there?
Now, this is the one I talked to, too, on the phone, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting.
Which one? It's the only one on there, right?
Yeah, it's the only one on here. You got Terrence's email on it, too. I found it. And
it
I
sounds like
know.
It's more of a problem with their plumber than...
Yeah, I didn't even know you could do this. They have it set to automatically come out on that bill pay service.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it automatically just comes out of our account. So
I
I'm like,
we had the online,
maybe
I didn't realize
should.
We had auto bill pay.
I didn't either.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
If you're set up on PSN, you can set it up on auto.
So it just automatically comes out of our checking account, and it kind of cleaned out our checking account. But, I mean, we can't reverse it.
No.
So.
No.
I'm fine if they want to set up an extension, but that's going to be on them to go after the plumber to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But they don't need an extension because it's already been paid, right?
They still
the first bill was this, the 576. This month was 321.
And you called them too when their bill's high.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with the extension too.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any problems with that?
Yeah.
Just bring you work with them on that.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Well, can we do the same thing that we did for the Mr. Freeze and knock off the sewer credit part of it?
That's up to you.
And
guys.
Then she can, and then she only has the water bill, just like he, like he had.
It's completely up to you guys. If you guys want to do that, you can make a motion to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's essentially the same situation.
Right.
It's
just not as much water.
Yeah, because it's just, yeah. Correct. If you want to do that, that's, and they're requesting, what, $317.59 as a sewer credit? I mean, it did go down the sewer system,
Right.
Like Freeze's dead.
Just like Freeze's, yes.
I didn't want to give it to Freeze in the first place.
I understand.
I won't do this one either.
But you're welcome to make a motion, and then we can put it on the table to vote on.
Well, I'll make a motion that we at least credit her for the sewer credits.
$317.50.
No, because that's not going to be the total sewer credit, is it?
That's
that is.
The sewer.
That's just the sewer part? So her water bill is like that
the,
much?
The 2 months together were $897.
Yeah, I'm good with doing the sewer credit.
She has on a fixed income and
yeah, well, yeah. And she's not
Social Security.
Yes.
So I need a second. Anyone do a second? Going once. Going twice. All right. Motion doesn't carry. All right. You want to, approval of the minutes, I'm sorry. No executive session minutes to approve, right?
Okay.
Everybody have a chance to read the regular session for July 17th, 2018.
I didn't notice anything. Motion to approve minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? Perfect. All right. I don't have any old business. Can anybody think of anything? And then, Brandy, you'd like to discuss this in your government agreement with the local debt recovery program?
So this is what I told you guys about a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a program the state has set up. I don't know if you've read through it all. But the once we sign the papers with them, then we go through the steps of figuring out which of our accounts are able to, that they are able to go after and which ones aren't. We'll have to go through a detailed listing of our backlog of final bills and see which ones are 7 years or older. Those ones can't be, they can't do anything with. And then the rest of them we forward on to them and they can go through the process of trying to recover that through lottery winnings, state income tax, if it's somebody that is on the state payroll, whatever.
So if you guys wanted to pursue this, I need a motion.
Make a motion to enter into the agreement with the local debt recovery. Does that work?
Yeah. Okay. Second?
I would like to... Have all these people been notified at any time, even if it was a long time ago?
They would have gotten a final bill when they final their account.
For goodwill, I think what we ought to do is, I'm not saying publish names, I'm saying if you recall getting a final bill that you maybe didn't pay, this is your chance to reach out to the village and take care of it before these measures.
Well, they'll
and,
have.
But I think that these are okay, but maybe we just kind of give everyone a, like,
how are you wanting to notify them?
I don't know that we can notify them. Because obviously when we sent some to some places, people have moved away.
Yeah.
And they're probably still in town.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize some names on the list. But maybe there's a possibility to just put it out on the Facebook page or something to say, if you think you
no,
might have rented
idea.
A place or you've been somewhere and you left something unpaid.
Give them
unpaid.
The first option.
But you're talking, before this even happens, we're talking weeks. And maybe even a month or two.
Okay, but in the meantime,
do,
maybe
yeah,
we can
right.
do something
yeah.
like that. Maybe and we can, they can call the office. They can
yeah.
say, "Am I on the list? And for how much?" And maybe we let them try to work with us on that versus this and being
yeah.
blindsided when they think they're getting taxes. And you know, they at the end of the day, they owe the village money. So I'm definitely supportive. I just wonder if there isn't something we can
mm-hmm.
do a little bit differently in the meantime.
Yep.
So if anyone's listening out there and you think you're
blessed. Instead of being hateful collectors all of a sudden, just say, boom,
yeah.
Here we are.
I mean, that's a lot of money. There was a lot of names and a lot of money on there. And
yeah, over
I think
$30,000.
That's a lot of money owed to the village.
No, I agree. Some people at this point might be in a position where they...
Yeah, things get different in people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
And
they change, and they're like, okay, cool, I'll go pay it.
And
I agree with you, and I'm thinking, discussing in here, we've discussed it a couple of meetings, we'll post it on the we'll ask Brian if
we'll post Brian.
On his Facebook page, and then maybe Brian can put it on our website, too. And but, like I said, if we agree to this, we're talking months before, by the time she gets everything compiled.
Sure.
Then they run through their stuff, and they'll have a list. We'll have a list that Summer will have in front of her. We'll have a list in front of Brandy, so people can call in and say, "Hey, do I owe anything?"
Yeah.
And
I can. I don't know if we got a second on it. I'm happy to second it if we didn't get them.
Yeah, we
need to
do a second.
That.
So we got a second.
Is
that roll call or is this all in favor?
All in favor.
Okay, all in favor.
Aye.
Anybody against? Okay, I agree with you, and that's kind of my thought too, was we'll have enough time, I think, to get everything out there.
We'll provide a phone number, provide the business hours.
Yeah.
We've waited this long.
Well, exactly. There's
so
no rush.
I'm sure that
there's
we
absolutely
could,
no rush.
There's no rush. We've waited this many years, so we might as well wait.
Yeah.
Well, and we can just type up something fast tomorrow, and I can shoot it over to Brian to put up just saying, hey, we've entered into this agreement with the local debt recovery program. This is what's going to happen. If you think there's a chance you may have an outstanding bill, contact us now before it gets to that point.
No, I agree.
And I wouldn't think that people who rent... Because it wouldn't be... Is it going to be the rentor or the person who owns the home that's on the list? Be the person who rented, because the bill would have been in their name. So
well,
yeah, if you've ever rented property in Tolona, that might be something you want to look into.
Well, our new ordinance, which I'm not sure when it was passed, 2 years ago, actually holds the landlord's.
Yeah, it goes back to the landlord, but anything before that.
Anything before that.
So it could
be
both.
So
if you're a landlord or you rented.
Yeah, so landlords need to call in because of the last 2 years.
Yeah, just give us a call.
Okay, any other questions on that? All right. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I would like to speak about that fence on Whitehead.
Yeah, I was actually kind of reading your email sort of and listening at the same time.
Sure.
It wasn't working very well, but
okay.
If you'd like to talk real quick.
Sure.
This is Rusty.
Well, nice to meet everybody. Thanks for your time and your service to the town. The issue with the fence on Whitehead goes all the way back to when the property was built. Her fence was originally 17 and a half feet onto our property. She was not willing to move it at all. Our builder had to move the fence himself. She put our construction back about 2 months, which was a good way to introduce yourself to the neighborhood. That being said, when she put her fence up finally, she came back onto our property by a good 6 to 8 inches. The reason we're not allowing her onto our property to fix it again is she'll go from 6 inches to God knows what because those panels are pre-cut to a certain length. The fact that it's leaning and that panel that's in the back that's been there for well over about 3 years now, off and on, not my problem. She needs to fix it on her side. It is a safety issue, and with the utmost respect, the fact that... we're not allowing her onto our property to fix it. That doesn't mean we're compliant. She needs to fix it on her side. And that's the way we look at it. If we had a fence there and we had a gap about yay and the kids would go to the commons area, and if we were off the property by the easement allotment that is supposed to be, I don't know, 12 feet or 12 inches, 18 inches, I don't know what the rule is, but it's not supposed to be on the property line, but since it was pre-existing, they didn't make her tear up her concrete. Well, okay, that's fine. But the fact that it's an open hole that any kid can crawl through, we're not compliant with that. And we were told that she was sent a letter the very first time that the letters went out, because I think that was verified, and her 30 days are up. And the way I see it, $200 a day, she's got enough to fix the little tile that's an issue in my other back corner. But that's a different issue that I haven't brought up yet. But like I said, I don't think she's compliant, and she's going to blow you off like she did my builder. She's calling your bluff. And if you think different, I'm sorry, I disagree with you. So that's really all I want to say. She's had more than ample time. The panels blow down on a regular basis. And like I said, the back panel has been fixed on the one corner probably for about a month now. But the other panel, and the fact that the kids can crawl through there, and it's not just my kids in the neighborhood. That neighborhood has got a ton of kids. And it's not a personal vendetta. It's about the kids. You know, if it's just she's on my property 1 inch, all right, whatever. But it's been going on too long, and I think that somebody needs to do something about it, and I appreciate you guys addressing the issue. But by letting her get a free pass for the last month, which, like I said, 30 days at $200 a day is $6,000. The town can do a lot with $6,000. At least that's the way I see it. And you give her a break on a couple of days, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But you ain't fixing it on my side, because that's trespassing. And you've had more than enough chances to fix it. And I think I'm pretty clear on where I stand on that. If anybody has any questions for me, I'd be more than happy to answer them. I don't know what the holdup is, other than her just calling your bluff. And she's already called the bluff for 30 days, or however long it's been. So that's my two cents. So, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, the only comment I have on that, on the panel in the back, I've already got the ticket written out. It's just a matter of when you guys are ready for me to send it to them. But I was told that she had not gotten a 30-day letter.
I'm 99% positive she got a
30-day
letter.
Was, so I can go ahead and do that.
Brandon's going to double-check to make sure she got it, but I'm...
All right, because I've already got the ticket written out.
I'm almost sure that it went out in the original batch of letters.
The original batches.
So we'll double and triple check first to make sure it did go. And then if it has, you're not back for a week.
No,
2 weeks. So
this week and next week.
Okay.
Rick's
technically on vacation.
No, that's fine. I can give him a ticket to one of the other guys. All I gotta do is get the okay to do it.
Okay. So Bernie will check, and if it's if they got one and all that stuff, then we'll send her a ticket.
Now, how does that work? Is it one a day? Is it once a week? Once
technically,
a month?
The ordinance is written one a day.
You want it to
What I kind of talked about, and I kind of talked about with the board members and stuff. What we were doing on these, just to get our, because it's not a moneymaker. We're not using it as a moneymaker for the village. Because we just want people to be safe.
This is just
so what we kind of talked about was. On the last ones, I think it came due around Friday.
So I
told write one on Friday, write one on Monday, maybe on Wednesday. Every few days.
I agree with that one.
Technically, the ordinance, we could write them a fine every day, but then they'll never be able to afford to put a fence up.
No, I understand.
So, and it's not made, and if they're in the process of putting one up, then we'll work with them. But
I totally agree.
And this is been a problem for a long time. Well, you guys have lived there for several years, so it's been a problem since you've lived there.
Yep.
So, is there even water in the pool?
You know, I don't think she's opened it up in the last 2 years. I don't know if there's still water in it or not. I'm not sure.
I know she's got the cover on it, so I couldn't tell.
Yeah, and the cover never came off last year either. So,
she did have a little pump on top of it, like she was pumping.
Yeah, she was trying to siphon the water off the top.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I don't know if she did or not.
Yeah,
this is the original list that he gave me in June, and it's not on there.
Okay. Is that 312 North Whitehead right there? What's her address?
Oh, no. It was up in the...
Okay.
Under compliant.
I
pools.
Yeah.
It was up there.
Okay.
So no, she
we'll
didn't
just have
letter.
To move it down. She might not have gotten the letter. Because it's in the we'll double check again, but there's a possibility that she didn't get one. I mean, she's been warned numerous times.
Is there ordinance against weeds? honest question.
Yeah.
Honest question.
I mean, your grass can only be so high.
6 inches.
Okay. Well, if it's 2 feet on the back of your fence panel, does that count for anything?
That would be for the compliant, or for Officer Gibson to go by and look at.
He's already seen
so,
those.
And we can add that to the thing.
How could she have not been seven? That totally floors me.
Don't know.
That's...
But according to this list that she's got on her computer, there's a good chance she didn't get one. I'm guessing not, since it was in the compliance section. Because all the unfenced ones that we had in this section, this
sure,
letter here,
yeah,
we're all they're all compliant now.
Right.
And I think we added a couple to the list. And everybody's really, I mean, it's amazing. Everybody's cooperating, getting things done, and,
sure. And
just a communication issue.
I agree with that.
So,
with
yeah.
People.
And that's what we're kind of doing. But like I said, when she gets to the office, because we have copies of everything we sent out, so we'll just double check. Because I know Rick went and talked to her. You talked
yeah,
to her, didn't
I
you?
Talked to her.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, that's what
so.
Said that
yeah.
morning that I met at the house.
Yeah,
yeah,
and she agreed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And both times she failed to do. Well, she did.
How long ago was it that you talked to her? Been over 30 days, right?
Yeah,
it's been over 30
first
days.
First batch,
yeah.
And then I think several weeks after that I talked to her.
Yeah, and so we've talked to her, and it's documented when you talked to her in the activity log.
Probably, but I have to.
Because if it's documented in activity log that you talked to her on your system,
mm-hmm.
then that's better than a letter because you
I
actually have tough contact.
It depends on how busy I was that day, and sometimes
yeah.
I may forgot to add something. But
maybe you can have Gibson or somebody double check and see if it's in your activity
I'll
log.
Yeah, I can use my laptop on my car.
Okay. Yeah, and if it's documented in that, and then we have a date, and I'm sure that'll be well over 30 days.
Okay.
So, okay. Any other discussion on this? Okay. Let's see. Anything else for the good of the order? Anything for executive session?
On the Ez truck we're getting buying soon?
I haven't called anybody.
I know.
To talk.
I was more about the old one. I think. We usually, like the old squad cars, we put them out for bid and get a little bit of money out of them.
Yeah.
This has a truck I'd like to donate to the Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah.
Over at Camp Drake, they need a vehicle pretty bad. All their vehicles are donated. They're kind of like this one. They're run down. They just need them to move stuff here and there. So it'd be a perfect truck for them. They get tons of years out of it.
I don't think we can vote on that today, right?
No, we can't
we
vote
can
on
put
it
on
that.
Just something to think
just
about.
Just get it out there.
And you can say something later on. We can put it on the agenda next time and put it on there. Because it's our truck,
oh, yeah,
so it'll
sure.
come back to us. And the bid for it is sitting at Claire's right now. We haven't heard back from them. It's been dropped off to him. He's supposed to get his prices. So we're going to see if he can get a state bid prices, then we'll go with a local dealer. He thinks he can, but I haven't heard. It's further along than it has been over the last 3 years. So, any other discussion? Anything?
Motion to adjourn.
You have a second?
I'll second.
All
in favor?
All in favor. In Vegas? All right, meeting's over. Thanks, guys.
Well, it's not 7:03, it's 7:30. How about that?
It's pretty amazing.
Thanks for your time.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
What's
cool.
The rules for a brush pickup?
Can you do me a favor, Jerry?
Yes.
I'm going to need this.
Oh.
I'm going to try and remember it this time.
I might as well leave mine plugged in. I don't plug it in at home. So.
I know, I don't. I only use it. And then I couldn't find it. Then I kept my finger trying to find it.
That way.
There you go. Thank you.
I think I'm pricing.
So we have to wait.
I don't know what time you.
Yeah, I don't know.
They report our meeting.
They like to.
I think I'm still confused on that.
Perfect.
I thought I had a good handle after I talked to you on the phone. Sweet, it's early. Sweet. Which is a big difference.
But the bigger she has, we were doing that, and we were still barely breaking even on water. So I'm looking at the rate rates for out of town people to get back up to that.
I date it today.
Unless new meters solve all issues and start closing windows.
All right, good night, all.
Okay, somebody on it.
Need me to do something?
Did they all get signed?
You're not in a huge rush, is what you're trying to say.
Well, I don't.
They are signed by one person.
You'll probably be the first one out of all the other guys here.
Otherwise, I can do it.
That's true. Because he was the one that asked.
Do you want me to sign him or you sign him?
What do you need the checks?
It needs two signatures.
Cool.
We'll get everyone.
Thought I saw two people signing.
And the goal is once we get you.
I didn't sign him, I just.
She just passed them off.
Because, you know why? Because I signed so many for the school district.
Is he able to stamp them? I figured you have your own name stamped.
I refuse to do it, you know why? Somebody steal my stamp?
The surface books and actually.
Somebody steal my stamp and write him $1 million check, then I go to prison.
If you ever had an issue.
I am not doing that. They offered me one.
No, you won't, that's still theft.
Got it.
It's still.
I know, but I refuse to do it. You have no control.
I